Today, it seems a mission impossible to count the number of varieties of Chinese food, or to divide the dishes into groups geographically without raising any serious objections. Besides food itself, there is something more important: the control of heat, seasoning, and knives. Too many secrets are there to be discovered in Chinese kitchens. This hut is where the Tashis dry their handmade potteries. It's also where the salted meat, which is called pipa pork by the Tibetans — pipa is a Chinese traditional string instrument — they have been hung here for more than half a year. Fresh food is precious to the Tashis, so they process most of their food in such a way to preserve them for as long as possible. The lunch is for the neighbors. All of the residents in Nishi grow Highland barley, and when it is time for fertilization, they will help each other to save time. Up till now, villagers here have stuck to the old customs, both of the method of cultivation and their lifestyle. Tashi is a potter specialized in making black potteries. Some of the black potteries he made will be bought by the travelers, but it does not mean that they are handicraft. Instead, the black potteries here are the secret of the kitchens. People in Nishi are not against modern kitchenware, but they still prefer traditional Nishi black potteries, particularly when they prepare rice, vegetables, soup, and buttered tea.